Time to check in on the market news with our crop marketing specialist, Kim Anderson. So, Kim, what's happening?
I think this week it's the food corridor. Russia's negotiating opening up the Black Sea for Ukraine to export food, specifically wheat and corn, out of that market, and that would put more commodities on the market. Also, Russia's already been exporting, but I think it'd free up their exports a little more, too, if they'd open that corridor. Of course, you had the rain over the last week. We've got that needed rain that we need. I think it may have negative impact on some of our wheat, but definitely positive impact on our summer crops, our corn, our soybeans, our cotton, our peanuts, and those. You look at the corn and soybean plantings, they've been going relatively well. And you look at the world situation. Specifically for wheat, last year you had 28.6 billion bushels, slightly below the record of the year before. You're looking at 28.5 billion this year. However, the supplies of bread flour wheat, hard red winter, hard red spring wheats, are significantly tighter than your other classes.
So let's get into prices, but first let's start with wheat.
Back in late February, wheat prices in Oklahoma around $7.50. They wallowed around between $8.50 and $9.50 for a good part of time there, and up to $9.50 to $12. We peaked out at $13.30. We've came back down into that $9.50 to $12 range. Looks like we'll stay in that for a while, but there is downward pressure, especially if the food corridor opens up and Ukraine can export, because they've got a lot of wheat in storage they need to get on the market.
So what about corn and soybean prices?
Well, you look at corn and soybean, both the planted acres is probably the key there. Plus, it got dry enough for them to plant. Lower corn acres this year, higher soybean acres. Then you got Ukraine. Ukraine's probably only planted around 70% of their normal corn acres. They're concerned about having diesel for maintaining, working those acres over the production period and harvesting that. Ukraine exports 18% of the world's corn market, so that's definitely having a positive impact on prices. You look at the corn prices, you go back to the beginning of the war, somewhere around, just below $6, $5.80 in that. Corn was already on an upward trend because of the lower acres, tight world corn stocks. Got up around $6.86, moved sideways above that, up into your almost $8 range, upper sevens, and moving sideways now. Then if you're looking at soybeans, higher acres, slightly below average world stocks, well below average U.S. Soybean stocks. The war hasn't had much impact on soybeans because their stocks were already tight. You don't produce them in that part of the world. You got the range for soybean prices, $13.50 to $14.60. Looks like they're going to stay in that area for a while.
Well, there's a lot of variabilities, you know, with this current situation. So how do you think the current market could, you know, can sustain and go forward?
Well, the big question is how long will these high prices last? How long will this tight situation go on? And the general consensus is at least 2 years, if maybe not three, because COVID set this situation up by emptying the pipeline, by interrupting the supply movement. And then we came into the war situation that strengthened those bads, that made the bad situation worse. The general consensus is 2 years, maybe three for these prices. I do think they will come down some, but not go back to, say, the average wheat price of $5.50 and the average corn price of $4.50.
All righty, thanks, Kim. Dr. Kim Anderson, crop marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.